last time we discussed the halachas of Aron Beinonis, and we left off with the discussion of how to, or whether to be cautious for an Aron Beinonis in a situation in which a woman always sees at intervals of more than 30 days, but has no kviyas for the exact interval. So I'd like to spend a little bit more time on that, as we didn't have time to flesh that out appropriately. You take a look in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, Siman Gimel, Siman Kuf Pei Vav, Siman Gimel, the Mechaber paskins the famous position of the Shemus Hadeshin. Shemus Hadeshin is the Siman Reish Ben Zayin. Siman Reish Ben Zayin, Shemus Hadeshin's position about a vest, Shlili, a negative vest. Isha She'ena Roa V'pachas Miyadalad Yamim, Achar Filasa, Avali Achar Yadalad Yamim, Ein La Keva, So this is in the context of the requirement of Bedikos Kodem Tashmish. So even if we require Bedikos Kodem Tashmish by a woman who has a vest she'ena kavua, simen kuf pevav sif gimel, even if we require Bedikos Kodem Tashmish for a woman who has a vest she'ena kavua, or doesn't have a vest kavua, Shemus Hadeshin writes, that's not the case in the following scenario. A woman will never see dam at an interval of less than 14 days since her tevila. So if the first 14 days after tefillah she never sees dam, so during that period, there is essentially a negative vest that she's never going to see dam during that period, and during that window of time, and she doesn't have to be choshesh to require bedikos. So during that 14-day window, she has a din of a woman that has a vest kavua, in as much as there's no expectation that she's going to see dam during that time. So this is somewhat analogous to the question that we raised as to a woman who always sees at intervals of more than 30 days, but never see, doesn't have a kvias for what interval she sees at. Yeah.
I mean, here we're doing a lot of kulas in general.
Okay, good. So we'll have to talk about that. Right. So that's correct. The Shemus Hadeshin's context is the context in which it's quoted Shulchan Aruch. And this is definitely the local context in Shemus Hadeshin, although it's debatable whether Shemus Hadeshin meant to extend this beyond the requirement of Bedikos Kodem Tashmish. So Badr Shulchan assumes, Badr Shulchan Sivkat and Kafei, you're in Kuf Pevav, Kuf Pevav Sivkat and Kafei. Badr Shulchan assumes that Lahalacha, a woman has to be choshesh for an unabandonedness in this situation, even though she never sees at a haflaga of less than 30 days, and he assumes that the Shemus Hadeshin is only talking about the din of Bedikos, but nothing beyond that, not the din of Prisha, and no other halacha. Rabbi Willing, in his analysis of the Shemus Hadeshin, reprinted in the Amor Dechai and Dalach Elke Shachar Aruch, argues that if you read the Shemus Hadeshin carefully, it's not so clear that the Shemus Hadeshin is only limited to that specific context. You have to work at the Lashon to see exactly how to read it. Okay, but that position that perhaps if you have a, even if you have a situation where you're never going to see less than 30 days, do you require a prisha at the unabandoners or not? So Chavastas, Simen Kuf Pevav, Sifkat and Gimel, Chavastas, Simen Kuf Pevav, Sifkat and Gimel, assumes that you still would require Bidikos, and as we said, that's the psak of the Badr Shulchan here. Rabbi Karp points out, page Reishin and Zion, the Mishmaris Tara, Rabbi Karpin, page Reishin and Zion, points out, Lashon HaRashba doesn't sound that way. Lashon HaRashba, that the Beis Yosef quotes, in the end of Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, if you have a tour, let's take a look at it inside. Beis Yosef, in the end of Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, beginning because of Ode. So this is, I think we have the same version here. So this is on page Yubay's Oath Test 2. Because of Ode, Yesh Levest, Shalok Kavasu Adayin Gimel Pamim, Vuhu Pachos Meon Ubeinunis. So that's the Lashon HaTorah, quotes this Rashba, and the Beis Yosef will now quote the Rashba in its fuller form. Vesob Shar Gimel. The Maybe just let's take a look at the Rashba inside. Just flip to the Torah Sabayis, Tesvav on the Bays, in the standard pagination. The very end of Shar Gimel, Yesh Laves She'eno Kavua. If a woman has the vest, she'ena kavua, v'hu lo b'pachas me ona beinonis, and that vest kavua is established at an interval that's less than an ona beinonis, so she has a vest kavua at an interval that's less than 30 days. Kegon she'rasa le'esem v'chamisha, so she has a haflog of 25 days. V'chayotze v'zeh. Af api she'la bodka, even if she didn't perform a bedika, kevin she'la regisha v'dam, harezu tahar below bedika klal. So there's no requirement for a bedika, definitely not li'kuvah. So lechafila, if she has a vest she'ena kavua less than an onabenidus at an interval of 25 days, lechafila she requires a bedik on the onabenidus. If she didn't, the bedik is not likuva. Fine. So the Beis Yosef comments as follows. So if you read the Rashba in a vacuum, the Rashba may imply that onabenus is only concerned if your haflaga is less than the shear of an onabenus. Okay. Says the Beis Yosef as follows. So Shar Gimel, B'taymer Lomar, She'af B'pisha Kasav, She'im Yesh Leves, V'giya Shas Vesta, Surah She'tibdok, Haynu Davka B'yesh Leves Kavua, Avalam Yesh Leves She'in Kavua, V'hu Lefachas Nilamid Yom, Einu Tzvicha B'dika B'yom Vesta Zeh. That if she has the Ves She'in Kavua, which is less than 30 days, then there's no requirement for B'dikos on the Yom HaVest. Okay, so again, the Rashba was saying that, I may have slightly misspoken a minute ago, the Rashba was saying that if you have a vest she'ena kavua at an interval of less than 25 days, then bedika on that vest haflaga she'ena kavua is not likuva. Fine, says the Beis Yosef, but on day 30, the one in is, then she is a sur until she performs a bedika. The kosher l'nikba vest acher, as long as there's no other vest established, then that onabenus has the din of vest kavua. Commotion is bar l'daito zal. Okay, that's not what I run into in the Beis Yosef. My apologies. That was the wrong test. Okay, go back to page Yud in this printing of the Torah. This is on test number one. Okay, that's better. just said is true, and we had discussed that last time, but that wasn't what I was looking for. Okay, take a look at Daf Dal and Amudez in the Torah of Aizara. Yeah, sorry. Dal and Amudez in the Torah of Aizara. About halfway down. Okay, beginning Hayal Avest Shein HaKavua. Okay, Hayal Avest Shein HaKavua. In lo badka b'shir vest, v'lo rasa, harizu tahora. So if a woman has a vest she'ena kavua, and she didn't do bedika toch shir vest, but she didn't have a riya, she's tahora, v'enu tzvicha bedika. The kol shelo hirgisha b'dam shas vesta, afabi shelo badka harizu b'cheskas tahora, kemi she'ena la vest kavua, she'en isser onuzu el midrabanan. So since vest is drabanan, bedika is b'yom ha vest she'ena kavua is nama akiv, as we discussed. Okay, so far so good. The medvar mamurim. When is that true? That bedika is not ma'ake by vest she'inu kavua. The vest she'inu kavua ba the havala b'pachas miyana benim. Is that true? If you have a vest she'inu kavua at an interval of less than an ona benimis, aval ona benimis shehi l'shloshim yom harei ola kavest kavua l'davar zeh. But if she has an ona benimis, or as far as the onabeinunis, that onabeinunis has the status of a vest kavua. She'af apishalo higisha b'dam, asura acha tivdog v'timsatar. Or sure, v'timasetar. So if she has a haflaga she'ena kavua less than 30 days, and she doesn't do a bedika on that yom haflaga, it's not ma'akev. But onabeinunis, if she doesn't do a bedika, it is ma'akev. What about if she has a haflaga more than an onaveinonis? Doesn't say. That's where the Beis Yosef steps in. The Beis Yosef writes, Miu Kasav Rashba Betar Sabayi Sa'aruch, that page Yud in this edition that you have, in the middle of the paragraph, test one, Miu Kasav Rashba Betar Sabayi Sa'aruch, Tahani Mili B'yeshla Des Kavua, Al im hayel vest she'ena kavua, af bishal baka b'shas vesta tahora. Veinu seichu b'dikot delo hergisha, shalo hergisha b'dam b'shas vesta, af bishal baka rei b'chas k'tora, kem bishal na vest kavua, she'en yisar onu zu, el mi derban, ad kan. Okay. Kasavo narashba, med var murim, the vest she'ena kavua, v'lo b'pachas me'anu b'inunis, av onu b'inunis, shilam ad yomri, k'vest kavua, af bishal hergisha b'dam b'shas vesta tibzok, v'timas k'tora, that's what we just read. Umiyu, in baka achakachamasa tahora, afagav, the chaskas arachuzana ba, lamachaskina lavade, it may hokach in baka masa tahora. line that makes sense that I can't find, but it was there. We'll have to find it later. The Beis Yosef, as I recall, it says, but I don't see it right now, so you'll check later and find where it is if it is there. What the Beis Yosef is supposed to say, or the book says, within that line in the Rashba says that there's a distinction between if you have a flog of less than 30 days and the Ohn Banner itself. If you have a flog less than 30 days, then the bedikas are not ma'akev, but you still require bedikas. Ona beinonis, the bedikas are ma'akev. And what about a flog of more than 30 days? This also says the same thing. The Rashba was just highlighting that if you have an ona beinonis has its own status. But there's no difference between a flog of less than 30 days and a flog of more than 30 days. In both of those cases, there's a requirement of in both of those cases, you still have to be choshish for the ona beinonis, and the ona beinonis would have a status of a vest kavua if your vest is ena kavu. And in the Be'urim, in the back of the Ritva, in Siman Yudalid, he says, even the Beis Yosef may only be talking about a single vest she'ena kavua more than 30 days, but then the Beis Yosef would be moda if you have every re'iyah more than 30 days, even if it's ena kavua, that might create a situation where there's no din of ona beinonis per se. But I don't see the lashon of the Beis Yosef. Okay. Be that as it may. And the Yurin there, the Ritva, thinks that he thinks that's the Beferish in the Ritva. The Ritva and Test Vav Amid Aleph Dibamaskal Amrish Lakish. The Ritva has a line. The Gemara there had said, Amrish Lakish, Behu Shabba Umatsa Basalchi Mayonasa. Now, when is a woman Mataris Labailo when he goes away and comes back from a trip? That's where he finds her, Besoch Yemei Onasa, says Ritva. Yemei Onasa means, Hazman Shebeid Re'iyah L'Re'iyah. Vestam Ona Beinonis Shloshim Yom. So if she finds her within the period less than an Ona Beinonis, then she's going to be Mutaris. Venir and Dvarim, says Ritva. Shelakach tafas loshem zeh, velo amar toch zman vesta. Why does it say toch yumei onasa and not toch zman vesta? So toch yumei onasa highlights mishen demari beisha she'en levest. You can't say toch zman vesta because she doesn't have a vest. She has a vest she'en kavua. So it says toch yumei onasa. But even though she has no vest, she still has an ona. She still has a din of ona beinonis. So she always sees dam, just sometimes it's earlier, sometimes it's later. The osas man shebin tayim, shu barulo viodeya shalavadima bo, but that period, that interval, where you know that she's not going to see dam, zeo sha'amu kan shamas v'solch yimei unasa, kamash malan delo chashinan shematakte v'tira bo shalokim in haga. So if it's Tokyo Mayonasa during the window where she doesn't expect to see Dam, then you don't have to be Choshesh. So that sounds like where you have such a window that the aflog is going to be on either end of that window, then there's no need to be choshesh even to require bedikos. Sidrei Torah paskins that way as well. Sifkat and Kaf, paragraph beginning Ubashach. Sifkat and Kaf, paragraph beginning Ubashach. That if a woman always sees at intervals of more than 30 days, even if it's not kavua, she doesn't need to be choshesh with the oid benus. So he writes, if she sees 31, 32, 34, you don't have to be choshesh with the oid benus. Even though after shloshim there's no vest kavua. And he said, this is the same as the Chumas HaDeshen vest Shlili. Rav Moshe assumes this way as well. Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Beis. Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Beis. That there's no need to be choshesh for an onan beinus in this situation. Rabbi Willig paskins that way as well. In the Be'urim on the Ritva, he quotes that the Baalei Hora in Yerushalayim are machmir on this. So writes Rabbi Karp that Lechachili should be machmir, even though Bishas Etchak is what to rely on. And Rabbi Forrest quotes a personal conversation with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky. Rabbi Yaakov told him that the minhag among poskim and Litta was to be machmir on the shaila. Okay.
So just to require bedikos?
To require bedikos on an onabenus and to treat it like a vest kavua. Bedikos liyikuvah. Even if she never sees less than 31 days, you would still require bedikos on an onabenus liyikuvah. As long as she doesn't have a vest kavua, you treat the onabenus as a vest kavua. Okay. And Krisha, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, so let's begin to...
And they wouldn't be mod if you forgot the diavad that it's not.
They would not... again, if it's a... if you didn't do bedika, you would still have to do bedika kodem tashmish. Unless there are extenuating circumstances where it sounds like there's more latitude to be made about as some of the contemporary. I'm sorry?
Right. In general, they'll tell you if you forgot, you have to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try to move on a little bit and swim in Kof Peites. The Shira Sheva Delevi, here on Tefez, they quote a line from the Ramban, which is kind of a Hakdama. The Ramban, in Halachas Paragav Halachi Yadalid, Paragav Halachi Yadalid, writes as follows, Tzrichos Benos Yisrael, Lihi Zahir B'chushe Avestos V'dineyem, so you have to be very careful about the Halachas Avestos. So nothing requires more study analysis in practical Hilchos Nida than Vestas. And with that, we'll see what we can cover in 2 days. The Chachmas Adam, famous line of Chachmas Adam that everyone quotes in Kufi Beis Osmem, he writes, Harotza lekaya mitzvahs prisha kitikuno. If a person wants to properly observe the din of prisha samach levest, yizar lift of tamid yom avest. You should always make a note of the yom avest, have a vest calendar. The oz yucha lachshav yimei vesta kitikuno. Then you can make the proper calculations as to what are the yimei avest. Kaf kivav timei rabbasai, v'kacha yisi noe kol yamai, v'lo... That if, this was always quoted in the name of Chachmas Adam, if a person is careful to have a proper vest calendar, then, and properly observe Prisha at the appropriate times, then nothing bad will happen. Okay, so in Sith Beis, we have the din of a vest haflaga, an interval vest. So most poskim assume, this we generally assume the halacha, the Rishonim that talk about this are, well, the way we generally assume the halacha, it's the mashmos, as Rav Ozner points out in the simple reading of the Mechaber. Is that in order, when you cheshven a vast haflaga, Yuchesbin based on the day of the onset of the Re'iyah. Well, we showed him just, I guess, one point before that. We showed him a clear, then this is what's reflected in Rishon. In order to establish a Vest Laflaga, Vest Kavua Laflaga, you have to have four Re'iyahs. A regular Vest to establish as a Vest Kavua, you need three Re'iyahs. A Vest Achodesh, if you see on Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar, Beis Sivan, you've established a vest kavua, vest hachodesh kavua, with three riyos. In order to establish a vest haflaga kavua, you have to have four riyos because you need three intervals. So you'd have to have, if it's at a 20-day interval, you'd have to have four riyos because between month one and two is one haflaga, between month two and three is the second haflaga, between month three and four is the third haflaga. So in order to have three haflagos, you have to have four riyos to make that kavua. Fine. So Lashon HaMechaber, Keza Kavasa, Kigon Shetira Dalapamim, Ubinayim Gimel Zmanim Shavim, Kigon, Sherasa Hayom, Ubasov Kaf Yom Pamacheres, the O Lasov Kaf Yom, the O Lasov Kaf Yom, Zenikra Vesaf Lagos. So, as Shira Shevet Levi points out, simple reading of the Mechaber, which is the consensus of Poskim, is that you calculate the Aflaga based on the first day of the Re'iyah. I'm sorry?
Who do you thought otherwise?
The Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe thinks, a number of places, but the first is in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Sivkat and Kuf Beis, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Sivkat and Kuf Beis, that you calculate the Aflaga based on the Sof HaRi'iyah. So if a woman sees, has a Re'iyah that lasts for 4 days, so she starts seeing on Beis Nisan, she sees Beis Gimel Dalet Hay. And then the next time she sees again is Kaf Ches. So her Aflaga, according to Rov Poskim, the Aflaga is from Beis to Kaf Ches. According to the Alter Rebbe, the Aflaga is from Hey to Kaf Ches. Yeah.
So would the Alter Rebbe say that the beginning of the Re'iyah is only at considerate? Let's say she was bleeding for a few days, like
right.
We discussed previously.
Right.
So he would hold that that's not considered the start of the flow the first day.
So as far as Prish is concerned, the Din Prish still applies on the first day of Re'iyah. But as far as Aflaga, Aflaga is a Parsha Bifnei Asmo, a certain type of vest. So that Aflaga is calculated based on the Sof HaRi'iyah. And he didn't make it up. He points out, he thinks this is the position of Chuvas Maril, Agos Shari Dura, and the Chuvas Hadesha that we mentioned before, Seven Reish Mem Zayin. So I wasn't 100% sure how that emerges from the Chuvas Hadesha, but I didn't spend time on that carefully. The Maril has a line, which is, I assume, where the Alter Rebbe is coming from. Shuvas Maril Simen Kufayin Gimel. Shuvas Maril Simen Kufayin Gimel writes as follows: Im Yesh La Ona Kiderach Nashim, Afilu Ein Vesta Kavua, Kigon Shetichsa O Asira Gimel Yamim Odale O Shavua O Pachas Ayoser. So she'll see for an interval of 3 days, 4 days, a week, more or less. But there's a pattern, a consistent pattern, so the length of the Re'iyah is inconsistent, but there is a consistent interval between the last day of the previous Re'iyah and the first day of the next Re'iyah. So she could have a Re'iyah that's 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. So that's variable. But there's a kvias that the interval between the last day of the previous Re'iyah and the first day of the next Re'iyah is always the same. And that would create a vest kavua of haflagos. So the Alter Rebbe says, this Maril seems to be saying the position that he ascribes to. And the Gosh Haridua, he quotes Simon Vav, which is a lengthy piece in the Haggadah Shari Dura. I looked briefly to see if I could see right on the line, but again, I didn't have time to dwell. Okay, that's the position of the Alter Rebbe, but it's a minority opinion on Poskim, and generally Poskim aren't even choshesh for that Shita. We assume that the Aflag is calculated from day one of the first Ria to day one of the second Re'iyah.
Rav Ozner also?
Yeah.
Chassidish Poskim also.
Chassidish Poskim also. Babish Poskim, I don't know.
They probably are.
They probably are. Is there any Kisser book from Lubavitch? Must be something.
I'm sure there is.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, there's probably Telushkin's Sefer. No one uses it anymore.
Neither
McVose. Well, it's mostly a McVose, but it's... see how that need to there also? Or is it just McVose? I don't remember. Okay. You know, the other issue in calculating a Ves Tafloga is as follows. Take a look at Sif Yud Gimel in the context of a Ves Tachodesh. Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Eina Isha Kavas Leves Afilu Rasa Shlosha Rashi Chodesh Zer Chazah El Imkeini Yukula Ba'una Akas Ba'yama Ba'layla. So in order, this is how they said arrive it, in order to establish a Ves HaChodesh Kavua, the Re'iyah has to be during the same Ona. So even if a woman sees on Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar, Beis Sivan, but in Beis Nisan she sees Ba'yom, in Beis Iyar she sees Ba'layla, Beis Sivan she sees either Ba'yom or Ba'layla, since the three Re'iyahs are not during the same Ona, that doesn't establish a Ves Kavua. So in order for a Ves HaChodesh to be Kavua, not only do you need the Re'iyahs to be on the same day of the month, they need to be during the same day or night period. Okay, so that's Beferish and the Raivid, quoted here in Lalach in Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to a Ves HaChodesh. What about a Ves HaFlaga? Do you say the same thing for a Ves HaFlaga, that in order to establish a Kviyas for a HaFlaga, then the Re'iyahs have to be in the same Ona? Meaning, let's say you see at 28-day intervals, but once you see in the daytime, once you see at night, once you see in the daytime, does that establish a Ves HaFlaga that is Kavua? Is it the same as Ves HaChodesh, or maybe a Ves HaFlaga would be different? So in the Tshuvas Noda Bihuda, Tinyana Simen Pei Gimel, Tshuvas Noda Bihuda, Tinyana Simen Pei Gimel, quoted in Piskei Tshuva, here's the Sefkata Tes. So he was asked by a certain Rav David Tebel, whose address is listed as London. So this Rav David Tebel suggested that in Svara, a Haflaga should be different than a Ves HaChodesh. Because the whole point of a Haflaga is that we assume a woman predictably will see at a certain interval. So in order to establish that she's going to see at an interval, you have to have a more precise calculation than just the fact that you see on the same calendrical date. Meaning, so let's say a woman sees on Beis Nisan Bayom, and then she sees on Kavches Nisan Balayla. So that's an interval of, it's every day is two onos, every day has two day and night periods. So from day 2 to day 28, so if she were to see Bayom on day 2 and Bayom on day 28, then she has an interval of 54 onos, right? 27 days times 2 is 54 onos. Let's say she saw on Beis in the daytime and Kavches at night. So that's an interval of 53 onos. Right? So David Tebel argues that the critical unit when it comes to a haflaga is the ona, not the day. So when you calculate a haflaga, you're calculating the number of onos. So in order to, if she first saw at an interval of 53 onos, in order to establish a Ves Kavua, she'd have to continue to see two more Re'iyos at an interval of 53 onos, which doesn't necessarily come out to be at an even interval of calendrical days. Because if you have a day Ona followed by a night Ona, or let's say you have a day ona followed by night ona. And then if you're at an odd number of onos, you could be that you're starting with a 28-day interval, and the next one is going to be a 27-day interval, because the next Re'iyah is going to be a night, as opposed to Bayom. So he argues that since we're looking for when do you expect to see Dam, and the unit of relevance is an Ona, whenever we talk about Prisha Samach Levest, we're talking about the Ona Savest. So then you have to calculate based on the number of Onos, and not based on the number of days that elapse in the Haflag. So Nabi Yehuda acknowledges that there is a certain appeal to this Bisvara. He writes, Yisvara Yisharu Nechona Me'od Mitzad Asecha. Makes a lot of sense. V'timhani Shakola Kamonu L'adibri Mizah U'makam Inichola. But how could it be that no one in the history of the world ever made such a suggestion? And this Rav David Temple of London is the first to raise this issue. But even if it makes sense in Svara, given that no one since Bryas Olam ever says such a thing, it's difficult to accept it le halacha. And then he has a whole back and forth with the Shoel, thought he had a Raif and the Raivid, and he doesn't think it's such a compelling Raif and the Raivid. So the bulk of the Shuv and other views is back and forth whether there's any Raif to be had from the Raivid, which is the source of the Mechaber's data here by Vesta Chodesh, that we follow the Ona in which you have the Re'iyah. So the other Yehuda entertains the Svara, but he's unwilling to ask in that way the halacha. The Alter Rebbe here again is the minority position. Here is Simon Kuf Pei Tes of Katan Lamed Gimel. So he says, just like when it comes to a he writes, as opposed to a Vest HaChodesh, where we calculate based on the Ona, the day-night period in which you have the Re'iyah, the Vest HaFlaga is different. So he writes, Kagon, Imrasa B'layla, Ubisov Kaf B'yom. So first you have the Re'iyah on, let's say, day one, on Aleph, Nisan, B'layla. And then she has the Re'iyah on Kaf, Nisan, B'yom. That's an interval of 40 onos. So in order to establish a ves kavua, then you need to have two more riyas at a 40 ona interval, which would go back and forth between a 21-day interval and a 20-day interval because of the gap between day and night. So this is David Tebel and the Alter Rebbe, but lalacha poskim donusim the way chazanish. Simen Pei Hei Os Notes, Chazanish Simen Pei Hei Os Notes, and beginning Os Notes, he goes on to discuss that this is not acceptable halacha. Bad Yishtocha and Sifkat and Sadi Beis presents the analysis here as well. Rabbi Four says, how do you get out of the Svara of Dovah Tebel? It seems like a compelling Svara, that if we're concerned about the likelihood, the predictability of when a woman's going to see Dam, so we shouldn't be looking just at the date. If you have a 28-day interval, you should be looking at the Ona, the day-night period. So he says, anyway you slice it, you have to draw the line somewhere. That even the Alter Rebbe is going to acknowledge, so let's say we calculate based on Onos, but you're not going to calculate based on hours. So, okay, let's say we're going to count intervals of day-night periods. But in one day she sees 3 hours into the Ona, another time she sees 6 hours into the Ona. So we're not going to calculate there based on hours, no one says that. We calculate based on, well, generally speaking, we don't say that. We'll talk about Avest Lashos shortly, what that means. But you have to draw the line somewhere, so the system draws a line that we define a flagos based on day intervals, not based on Ona intervals. So he says that the Svara in the opposite position of the Alter Rebbe, of David Tebel, isn't absolutely compelling. Okay, so again, bottom line, lalacha, when it comes to calculating a vest, haflaga, the vest is calculated based on days, interval days, and not based on onos. And when we calculate a vest haflaga, we calculate based on the yom hariya, and not the day of the end of the fall. Okay. Sif gimel, the mechaber has a din of vest shows, which is based on arriving in Bali Nefesh, shar havestos perak aluf simen yud, shar havestos perak aluf simen yud, the mechaber writes, im kava vest l'shaos v'lo l'yamim, eim ha-chasheshes el l'sha'ata bilvat. So a woman has a vest l'shaos, she's only chasheshes for that hour. So what does this mean? What is this vest l'shaos of a woman who only has a vest l'shaos v'lo l'yamim? Baal Amor, in Ozayin, Shar Vestas Perek Aleph Ozayin, Baal Amor thinks that pshat in this halacha is if a woman sees dam at a certain hour, so the last three re'ios were 9 o'clock in the morning, then she has to be chosheshes 9 o'clock in the morning every day. She has a kvias to see at 9 o'clock in the morning, so not only on the day that she, at the interval, the haflog of the Vesta Chodesh, does she have to be chosheshes or only chosheshes for that hour, but that's a chumrah, that every day of the year, she always has to be choshesh to see dam on that hour. Chavastas, Sifkatan Aleph, Chavastas Sifkatan Aleph has what's presumably the simplest shot in the Ravid, and this Din and Shulchan Aruch. Now we're talking about a woman who doesn't have a kvias for when she sees da, meaning there's no vest haflaga kavua, there's no vest achodesh kavua, she has no vest kavua. However, whenever she sees da at a given hour. So, on the day of her vest she'eno kavua, let's say last month she saw da on Beis Nisan. So now she has a vest she'eno kavua on Beis Iyar. Or last time she saw dam at an interval of 28 days. So the next 28-day interval, she need only be choshesh for that hour of the vest. So that's a kula. And you would have thought, generally speaking, a woman has a vest, jena kavua, she has to be chosheshes, poreshes, the entire onus of vest, that entire 12-hour period, that entire day-night period. The Chiddush of Vesta shows is that if she has a kvias, that whenever she sees dam, she only sees that at 9 o'clock in the morning, so come the next Vest She'ino Kavua, she only has to be Choshesh at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's how the Chavastas understands this din, and presumably that's the simplest understanding of the right. Vadi Shulchan here in Sivkat Laman Aleph quotes a hafla'a. The hafla'a argues on the Chavastas' understanding of the Ravid of the Shulchan Aruch. The hafla'a assumes that no, in that case that we just described, where a woman has a vest she'eino kavua, but she always sees dam at a certain time of day, that she only has to be choshesh for that hour on the vest she'eino kavua, hafla'a says not true. You'd have to be choshesh for the entire onus of vest. So what's the Raiva talking about? What's the din of vest l'shaos? We're talking about, this is the flip of what we just quoted from Rabbi Forrest in explaining why we can disagree with the Alter Rebbe about how to calculate aflagos. The aflagos says, Nabshad and this din of the Raivid, a woman has a vest kavu l'shaos means that for the last three intervals, she saw at a certain interval of hours. So she saw there were exactly 510 hours between Re'iyah number 1 and Re'iyah number 2, Re'iyah number 2 and Re'iyah number 3, Re'iyah number 3 and Re'iyah number 4. So then she has a Ves Kavu L'Shos that, yeah, in a Chanami, she has to be Koshesh for the next 510th hour. So that's a chumra nagul. It's a chumra that this is a brand new din that you have to be choshish for a certain hour, which may not even fall on the yom haflaga, depending on how the hours work. And it's a kula that you don't have to be choshish for the other vest haflaga. You only have to be choshish for that hour. The Ba'al Shulchan thinks that you can't be mekel, you shouldn't be mekel for either of these. So neither the kula of the Chavis Das nor the kula of the Hafla. I think it's very rare to come across either of these, that a woman, either situation, a woman consistently for four Re'iyos only sees at a certain hour, or that she has an interval of 510 hours, or minyan v'eschanan, whatever the interval is. That's exceedingly rare to find. Chazanish, Simen Pehei Osayin Dalit, Chazanish, Simen Pehei Osayin Dalit, raised the question, so when you cheshbin a vest l'shos, you cheshbin based on shos manios, or do you whatever vest l'shos is, it's assumed like the Chavis Das, the simple understanding, do you, so she had a re'iyah the last four times, at a certain 9 o'clock in the morning. So do you cheshbon based on clock hours? Do you cheshbon based on shalos manios? So Chazanish's intuition is that if this is the halachic calculation, you should cheshbon based on shalos manios. But he writes, Hadavar Tzarech Talmud ve'en biyadeinu lachria. He has no rias, it's his intuition. But he says he can't prove that you cheshbon based on shalos manios. And not clock hours. So I guess if you ever come across a woman that experiences any of these flavors of a vest shows, we could talk about how you make the calculations. Sif Hei, the Mechaber has a din of a vest haflaga l'diluk. Parmim sheti haflaga shekavaz bev a vest bediluk kigon sherasa hayom. Rasa Shein is the Sof Lamed, Shlish is the Lamed Aleph, Ravi is the Lamed Beis. So she has a vest, Haflaga, but it's Haflaga Bedilog. It skips. It's at plus one increments. So she sees at a 29-day interval, and a 30-day interval, a 31-day interval, a 32-day interval. I'm sorry, a 30-day interval, 31-day interval, 32-day interval, four Re'iyos, three Haflagos. So that's also a vest kavua, vest haflaga l'diluk. The Shach writes at the desk, you could also have a vest haflaga l'diluk l'mafreya. That she goes 29 to 28 to 27. That would also be a vest haflaga l'diluk. That's the flag of the deal?
Yeah.
I didn't.
No.
I don't think so. Unless I was sleeping.
No. Like in your cup, I don't know.
Not that I recall. Okay, Sifav, we have the din of Vesta Chodesh. Kishen Shekavas Vesta Flag and Yamim Shavim, Shayim Shavim, Kakavasim Mea Chodesh, would be Mea Shavu Shavim, Shayim Shavim, Kesa, Rasa Gilapan Becha Bishavis, Obe Hei Bishavis, Obe Echa Benisan, Becha Beer. Becha b'sivan, or behei b'nisim behei or behei b'sivan, kavala vest, becha b'shabbos or behei bo, becha b'chodesh or behei bo. Alpha pisha echa mali becha chaser eim adakta gim v'kach. So when it comes to vest chodesh, so even though the interval is not necessarily equivalent, because if you have a Re'iyah on Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar, Beis Sivan, they're all Beises, but some months are Malay, Saman Sarchasa. Nevertheless, the Sarchodesh is established based on the date of the month, irrespective of the Haflaga. Rabbi Yishlochan Sivkat the Mem Zayin raises the following. Let's say a woman sees, so one flavor here of a Vest HaChodesh, or the equivalent of Vest HaChodesh, if she sees on consistently on a certain day of the week. Every three Sundays. So let's say you see on a Sunday, and then 3 weeks later you see on Monday, 3 weeks later you see on Tuesday, and 3 weeks later you see on Wednesday. So can you have a vest, morkav, misev, this kind of a vest, it's morkav, misiruk. So you have there's a consistency, but the consistency skips a day. So is that equivalent to the Vest Hadilo of Besiruk? These things seem to be medical about that. The Shach here, Sivkat Yidid Gimel, references the Machlokas, the Ra'ah, and the Rashba, about the following. Kazavar Abbasavit Bedagabayas. Lola Kiddush Achodesh Lutkiyas Shofer Shalanu Alamolet Halavana Lashashinira Shirai Lukbo Achodesh Alpiriya. So when you're calculating a Vest Achodesh, do we calculate based on the calendar? Do we calculate based on the molet? Hirashba Kazan Devada Shipur Garim. Calculate based on the calendar. The Kaddish yourself as manim, that we can change biology based on our Kviyas HaChodesh. Let's stop here for today.